I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see a clearing sky today, a high around 63 degrees. Rain returns to the forecast by tonight into tomorrow, and then a flash flood watch in effect for the region starting tomorrow night and running through Sunday with heavy rain possible. Governor Bruce Rauner's administration says it wants a judge to decide whether state employees who were improperly hired under former Governor Pat Quinn should keep union contract job protections. Rauner's office says at least 36 employees who were improperly hired into the Illinois Department of Transportation remain employed with the state. The Rauner administration says they can't be fired because of collective bargaining protections. Rauner's office says a motion seeking a decision on the issue was filed earlier this week. The update comes after a report on Monday by a court-appointed watchdog charged with looking into patronage hiring at the Transportation Department. It detailed how friends and relatives of top Democrats were hired under Governor Quinn, even as many had little or no experience. Democrats in the Illinois House have passed legislation that would compel state agencies to buy more American-made products. Tom Lisi explains.
It was one of the major themes of the last presidential election. The U.S. doesn't make stuff anymore. Right now, Illinois has a law saying it should buy American-made goods whenever possible, but it rarely does for the same reason most Americans don't. Foreign stuff is cheaper. Representative Jay Hoffman, a Democrat from Swansea, wants to up the ante. His legislation would make Illinois government buy American, even if it's a little more expensive. Republicans say it sounds like a nice idea, but the state can't afford it. Representative Steve Anderson is from Geneva.
I think in this day and age where the state is under such financial burdens, adding this additional element does not make sense at this time.
A second proposal from Hoffman would give priority to Illinois-made products. I'm Tom Lisi.
Some school districts in the Metro East are raising student fees and considering a shorter school year as state education funding continues to be held up by Illinois' long-running budget crisis. Jim Greenwald of Granite City is one of hundreds of superintendents that joined a call to Illinois' governor and legislature to increase education spending. It's been nearly 2 years since school districts have received their full state funding quota.
You can't continue just putting your finger in the dike, so to speak, to keep the flooding from taking place.
Greenwald's district has put off building repairs and left teacher and staff positions vacant. In Collinsville, the district is considering shortening its school year. Democratic Senator Bill Haynes says depriving the schools of the money they're due is crippling one of the state's best public assets. Don't toss the grammar school composition paper yet. The Illinois House has approved legislation that requires elementary and high school teachers to teach cursive writing. Sponsor is Democratic Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch. He says it's important that tech-savvy children retain cursive writing in order to read historical documents, write personal notes, and even sign documents. We've got a clearing sky in the forecast today and a high of 63. I'm Jennifer Fuller.